Studios in the friendly confines of Georgetown Elementary. And here's your anchor, Mr. Bowen. Good afternoon, Georgetown. In local news today, two students from Room 301 have completed two stories they'd like to tell you about. Ryan is a third grader and he read a pretty amazing story. We go to Room 301 news reporter, Kelsey, who is standing by with Ryan right now. Kelsey?
I'm live in the second and third grade hallway talking to Ryan Roon. Ryan, thanks for joining us and telling us about your book.
I'm excited to tell you about the book I read.
Ryan, tell us the name of your book and who wrote it.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone by J.K. Rowling.
Did you take a reading counts test on this book?
Yes, I did.
What was the Sorcerer's Stone all about?
Three children exploring a wizard school.
Was there a part in the book that you found most exciting?
When Harry was fighting Professor Quirrell.
Is there someone in particular you would recommend this book to?
Jake.
Why Jake?
Because he likes big books to read.
Did you enjoy reading this book, Ryan?
Yes, because it's an exploring kind of book and it has magical stuff.
That sounds like an amazing story, Ryan. Thanks for sharing it with us today. Back to you in the studio, Mr. Bowen.
Thank you, Kelsey. What an amazing book. I can't believe the stories third graders are capable of reading these days. That's right, folks. We have a double header of book reviews today. And Christian, a Room 301 field reporter, has tracked down Alexis near the very busy Circle Drive to hear what she has to say about her most recent book. Christian, what do you have for us?
As you were saying, Mr. Bowen, Alexis has read a book worth telling about. Alexis, what was the book you read? And who was the author?
It was Christmas in Camelot by Mary Pope Osborne.
Could you please tell us what the story was all about?
Well, Jack and Annie have to regain the joy and happiness of Camelot.
That sounds like an interesting book. What was the most exciting part of your book?
When Jack and Annie met the keepers of the cauldron.
What happened during that part?
First tried to get rid of Jack and Annie.
Would you recommend this book to anyone and who? Why would you recommend it?
Anybody who likes myth and fantasy and Christmas.
Did you enjoy reading this story?
Yes, I did enjoy it because it is about Christmas and I love Christmas.
Thanks for sharing your book with us, Alexis. I'm sure our audience loved it too. That's all, Mr. Bowen.
Thank you, Christian. And thank you, Alexis, for that wonderful review. Well, that's all the time we have for today. From all of us here at Room 301 News, I'm Mr. Bowen. Stay classy, Georgetown.